Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. So, if you're here, there's a really good chance that there is something that you are looking to improve or change within yourself or your life. You want self-growth, you want self-improvement. Maybe you're looking to change some of your habits and behaviors. Maybe you're looking for a big, just overall self-transformation. A key piece to really showing up differently and getting ourselves to do the things that maybe we've struggled to in the past, or getting ourselves to do things completely out of what's been our norm, to really cement in and stick with the changes that we're looking to make, is shifting on an identity level. So understand that the way that we view ourselves, the things that we believe about ourselves, has such an impact and influence on the things that we do. And a lot of this is happening on a subconscious level, so you may not fully be aware of this, but it greatly influences the things that we do, the decisions that we make, the way that we perceive everything in our lives, whether that's a judgment about something we did, the way that we perceive what someone else did, the way we perceive what something means, and all of that influences how we show up in the world, the person that we are, including the choices that we make, the things that we decide to do, and our day-to-day experience. So changing that, getting out of the identity that you've had for however long, and shifting into a new one is going to be so extremely helpful in helping you stay so much more consistent with the new goals that you have, or the habits and behaviors that you want to change. Or again, if you're viewing this in a sense of you're looking for a self-transformation of sorts, becoming a 2.0 version of you, if you will, this is such a key piece. And when it comes to our identity and our behaviors, there's really just this big feedback loop going on. So our identity, what we believe about ourselves or who we tell ourselves that we are, which maybe we never chose, possibly we took that on from things that we were told growing up, and either consciously or subconsciously, that's kind of just been cemented in somewhere in your mind and has impacted who you've been. But what we believe about ourselves influences the behaviors that we do, the choices that we make, the actions that we take, but our behaviors also feed into what we believe about ourselves, how we identify. And so let's take, for example, going to the gym. Let's say that you have never seen yourself as someone who has been very active or has enjoyed going to the gym or could go consistently. And so because that is what you believe about yourself, and because we act more consistently in alignment with our identities, you've likely found it to be not super easy to stick with a regular exercise routine and continue to show up and consistently go to the gym. And so let's say you're finding yourself on days where you told yourself you were going to go to the gym or go work out, and you're finding excuses, or you're telling yourself you'll just go tomorrow instead. And for whatever reason, you're not staying consistent with it. And so because your brain is seeing that you are making excuses or pushing it off or telling yourself you're going to go, but you're not, that's helping reinforce that identity that you are someone who, quote unquote, can't stick with it or doesn't like being active. So there's really two sides to the coin here. But understanding this, we can really work with this coming from both sides to help us change, to help us stick with our goals, to help us break out of patterns that maybe we've had for a long time. We can come at this from the identity side, choosing to work on that piece and create a new identity for ourselves. And we can also have tools to help us work on the behavior side. And within that feedback loop, we're now completely reinforcing both the identity and the behaviors of what you want, which will help you make those more lasting changes. So something I think it's important to understand about identity is identities are just stories. They're just narratives. You can think about them as like books on a shelf. Nothing about it is truth or fact. And whether it's something that you picked up on from what others told you throughout your life, or something that was just the way your brain perceived some of your actions and you created that story for yourself, again, none of that means it's necessarily like truth or fact, and it can all be changed. Identity is not something that is set in stone. So what we can do is create new stories about ourselves, and we can help support those new stories through our behaviors. And I can tell you that this is something that has really helped me, really taking on the identity of the person I had wished I was, has always played such a big role in some of the big transformations that I've had in my own life. Or, you know, for example, going from really struggling with staying consistent with the gym, and especially with eating healthier and eating in ways that stuck with my goals, until I took on a new identity. So you can choose to say, hey, this is who I am now. This is what I believe about myself now. This is who I'm deciding to be. And that doesn't mean that that means we're automatically going to now be 100% consistent with that. Not by any means, but it can make a pretty significant change. So looking at the thing, whether it's your goals or there's a specific behavior that you really wish that you could get yourself to stick with more, what is the identity shift that you can make here? If you're struggling with the gym, what if you chose and decided you were now going to be someone who stayed consistent with the gym? What if you chose to view yourself as someone who's a healthy eater? What if you chose to take on the identity of someone who, what if you chose to take on the identity of someone who kept a tidy apartment or house? Right? And you can think of this kind of like affirmations, and you can tell yourself these things. But just writing down I am statements, I don't think does too much. I think it, where the power really lies is kind of a reminder to your brain, because right, our brains are going to want to do what it's most used to doing. So we have to remind it, hey, this is what I'm doing now. This is what I'm believing now. We have to put effort and a lot of repetition into creating these new narratives. But having something like affirmations or mantras can be really helpful to remind yourself of, this is what I'm deciding to believe about myself now. And this is how I'm choosing, I want to show up now. I am someone who can do hard things. I am someone who can stop eating at just one cookie. I am someone who likes to go for runs, which, you know, you don't have to actually like things to get yourself to do them. But this is where you get to play around with things and just see what feels resonant for you. What kind of shift feels like it will help you change how you show up. And so it's not just writing I am statements or saying them, but it's really coming from a place of understanding how we can choose our own identity, and we can completely shift that, and actively choosing to view ourselves differently. And if you want to take it even a step further, actively choosing, this is who I am now. This is what I do now, because this is who I am. And if it's helpful for you, I mean, I'm a firm believer in not taking life so seriously, because that's just so easy to do, and just making things more fun. And that, I mean, that actually can make things even easier just for the brain. But if you want, you can think about it as your role playing. Or I've even had people say that what's really helped them is to think about, like, they're on a reality TV show, and in this reality TV show, they have this other identity and they're having to uphold it because in a reality TV show, you have cameras all around you, and right, that you don't want it to like bring more stress or anything like that. Again, the only purpose of playing around with things in that kind of way is for the component of fun and what helps you really step into a different version of yourself and what helps you show up in that way. Because again, the more that you show up in these ways, the more that also feeds into a new identity, which also feeds into you continuing to show up in alignment with that identity, being more consistent with the behaviors that align with that identity. So you can play around with what helps you really take on this new version of yourself, these new beliefs and perceptions about yourself. And something to understand as well is that our brains inherently have a negativity bias, meaning we're going to notice and pay attention and be more impacted by the things that are quote unquote negative than the ones that are seemingly positive. You know, let's say you're in a contest and you win 3 rounds and you lose one. You're more likely to be impacted by and remember that one, that round that you lost. And sometimes we actually completely discard the positives of the 3 times that we won. And a more tangible example is maybe how you view yourself from an eating perspective. Maybe you actually make really great eating choices like 70% of the time, but your brain focuses on the 30% of the time that you maybe don't make the most optimal choice, or you overindulge or eat until you don't feel great. And because that's what your brain is more focused on, you view yourself as someone who really struggles to eat healthy. You know, or another example, I can tell you an example for myself, is there are absolutely instances where I struggle with instant gratification. And there would be certain things in my life where I noticed I definitely was someone who would most of the time choose the instant gratification option rather than the delayed gratification option. And so I saw myself as someone with low willpower, low self-control, or as a label as someone who struggles with instant gratification. But when I really, really zoom out and look at all of my actions, maybe not all of them, but a bigger picture in a wider variety of aspects of my life, and I can see, wow, okay, there are actually, and especially when it's reflected back to me, you know, in conversation with others, there are so many instances where I do choose the delayed gratification option. And I am really good at that. But without that deeper reflection, without some of that being reflected back to me from others, and I mean, in all realness, probably just without going down a more personal development route, I probably would have continued to tell myself the story and really hold on to the identity that I am someone who struggles with instant gratification, and that's just what I lean toward. And that would have continued to feed into my decisions and my actions. So when shifting your identity, understand that there's a really good chance that whatever, you know, the story that you have, it might be helpful for you to look for evidence that it's not true. That's going to take effort. It's easier for your brain to either look for the negative, but also look for the evidence that already reinforces the beliefs that you have. So again, it will take more intention and effort, but take a moment to really reflect and try to be in as much of a mindset of being a neutral third party with yourself, looking through a curious lens as much as you can, as you're looking for evidence that the current narrative you have about yourself isn't true. And that can be something that really helps you shift into this different story about yourself. But again, coming back to our beliefs and perceptions about ourselves, is asking, is this helpful? Is it helpful for me to label myself this way? To think about myself this way? To believe I'm not good at this? Or that I'm just an unhealthy person? Or that I don't like exercising? Or that I'm just an unorganized person? Is this helpful or unhelpful? Does this belief serve me? And again, if the answer is no, we get to choose a new one. We can choose. And then so outside of working towards being more consistent with behaviors that help reinforce this new identity, again, just for that feedback loop. It can also be really helpful to show up in a new way or take on these new beliefs or identity or persona when we're in a new environment. So if you're going on a trip, if you're moving to a new city or to a new house, that will make it even easier for you to shift your beliefs and habits. Well, not so much habits, if we're talking about the true definition of habits, but behaviors. The word habit is really for the things that we do automatically. And so it's often used a little out of context, but I think you get the point. And knowing that a change of environment can be really helpful, you can also work with that by rearranging the furniture in your house or changing the decorations a little bit or choosing to go to places that you don't normally frequent, changing where you go and get coffee, changing the gym that you go to, changing up the restaurants that you frequent. And bouncing off of that, it's also helpful to change your routines. Making these changes can just make it easier for your brain to get more malleable with your beliefs and perceptions about yourself and really taking on this new identity. Maybe while you're listening to this, play a game of eating a raspberry every single time I say the word identity, and you will far surpass your fiber for the day. But also during big life changes, when you're changing career, when you're getting out of a relationship, those times also make it that much easier to make these changes and to really cement them in. They're not necessary by any means. You don't have to already be going through a significant life change to reinvent yourself, become a 2.0 you, or just simply change some of your behaviors and habits, like becoming the person who sticks with their fitness and nutrition goals, but it can help. And so if you're already going through that, you can take advantage of it. And something else to consider is, as you are working on becoming this new version of you, right? And that's going to look a little bit different for everybody because maybe it's a pretty small thing, just one small aspect of like being someone who goes grocery shopping every single Sunday to make sure they have enough food for the week. Or it could be as big as, I really want to lean into a larger self transformation. Either way, no matter what the case is, there's a chance that you are going to need to make some sacrifices in the meantime while you're making this transition. Maybe that means a little bit more time alone. Maybe that means stronger boundaries. Maybe it means deleting social media or choosing not to go out to eat for a while. And I also want to just touch on visualization for a moment. Doing a little bit of visualization can help for a few different reasons. One being the brain likes what's known and what's familiar. So when we visualize something, that can help familiarize our brain with us doing this new action, this thing that maybe our brain's not real used to us doing, as well as help paint a clear picture for ourselves in our brain of the step-by-step process of what it looks like for us to do that thing, right? When we leave something as an idea or as an intention, that leaves a little bit of ambiguity in what it looks like to actually do that thing. And especially if it's something that we're not used to doing, the odds of us forgetting to do that thing, to show up in a different way or make a decision outside of our norm, are much higher. So for example, let's say you currently have maybe a habit of coming home, laying on the couch and just scrolling. And what you'd rather get yourself to do is come home, put on your tennis shoes and go for a walk. You can take 10 to 30 seconds here and just visualize yourself walking in the door, putting your things down, changing your clothes, putting on your shoes and walking out the door. Instead of laying on the couch, visualize what it actually looks like to do the thing and to make the decisions that, again, that you're working towards getting yourself to do. So try this out. Play around with it. Again, we don't have set in stone identities. The things that we believe about ourselves, the perspective we have of ourselves, they're all just stories, and we get to change those stories. So we can take on the identity of the person that we want to be. We can let that help us change our mindsets. We can create goals or non-negotiables around behaviors that are going to help support and reinforce that identity. And this will help us become the version of ourselves that we want to be, the type of person we want to be, and help us be more consistent with the things we want to get ourselves to do. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap that up here. But if you have any questions, if this sparked any curiosity, or you're not sure you fully understand how to navigate this, especially in your specific circumstance and with your context, and you want a little bit more clarity around all of that, feel free to email me or shoot me a DM on Instagram. I'd love to chat with you. It's always super appreciated when you share the show either on social media or with a friend who you think would enjoy it as well. It really helps out the show so much. But that is what I have for you today. I hope you have a fabulous day, and I will see you in the next episode.